Right, I've come through to the back now. It's a very quiet moment. The guys are actually playing table tennis back here. We've got Michael, we've got Tim. It's very, very tense moment here, as you can hear. Oh, Tim's hit it straight into the net. There we go. This is what the off-ice staff got up to prior to a game. And we'll leave these guys to it. Welcome to a very special edition of Clan Chat. We are going behind the scenes at Brayhead Arena tonight. There's a lot going on in this Challenge Cup quarter-final second leg tie between the Glasgow Clan and the Dundee Stars. We're going to get as many people as we can on to talk about what they do, get a bit of insight into what's going on. We might even get some extra chats with the players and the coach, Zach Fitzgerald, as well. Stay tuned.
Hey, Purple Army, Fitzy here. Welcome to the podcast. Enjoy.
Okay, I'm now backstage in Brayhead Arena. The guys are out on the ice doing their warm-up. So let's try and get someone to talk to. We try and set the tone for what's going to be quite a night for the Clan. Looking for a third appearance in the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup as I make my way through the corridor. Right, who do I find in his office? None other than the head coach himself, Zach Fitzgerald, going through some notes, some pre-game prep. It's very different to speak to you now before the game, Zach. What do you do in this period before the game?
Well, you know, there's a lot of preparation goes in the game, a lot of videos, you know, some pre-game chats, you know, getting the guys as prepared as they possibly can, you know, writing up a game sheet, you know, scouting the other team, breaking down their tendencies, and then, you know, just trying to get it out to the guys and just, like I said, prepare them best. And right now I'm doing the pregame speech, so I got to come up with the right things to say before the game, try to get them motivated and push them in the right direction.
I was going to ask you about that. Tonight's a little bit different. It's a big game. You're looking at the semi-final of a cup tie if you can win it tonight. How do you motivate the guys in there?
Well, I think, you know, we've had our issues with Dundee this season, but I think we've found a way to play against them. We've got the better of them in the last few games, so it's you know, there should be confidence flowing around. And you know, obviously this is a huge game, you know, it's an opportunity to move on into this Challenge Cup semis. And you know, the guy, it's pretty easy to motivate guys that way. You know, we know we're gonna have a great crowd out there. You know, the atmosphere is gonna be rocking. You know, it's just a matter of us showing up and pushing the pace and playing the way that we know how to play. And you know what, I think they're as fired up as they possibly can be, and I'm excited to see how they respond to it.
Do you get nervous before a game? You know, comparing it now as a coach, as you were to a player, do you ever get nervous?
Absolutely. Actually, unfortunately, I do. Yes, more nervous than I ever did as a player, which has been kind of a weird experience, really, since day one. I think, you know, I'm a little bit more comfortable now, but just because, you know, I can control things in a certain way, but I'm not on the ice. I'm not helping in that aspect. So, for me, it's the things that are out of my hands. You know, like I said, I try to prepare them as best I can and make sure the team is ready to go. But I definitely try to keep myself busy. You know, try to keep myself busy before the game, preparing myself. And, yeah, I'll admit it, for sure, I get nervous.
Well, so I won't keep you anymore, Zach. Thanks for your time. Best of luck, and I'll catch you after the game.
Thank you.
Right, so as I walk out of Zach's office, who do I walk into? None other than the unofficial assistant coach himself, Scott Tansky. Scott, injury, of course, means you're denied a place on the ice again tonight. What's it been like the last few weeks for you?
It's been tough, but having the opportunity to still be a part of the team, even when you're injured, you know, go out and help any way I possibly can. And Fitzy's allowed me to come on the bench and, you know, be able to be a part of it and be around the guys still. So I'm trying to do whatever I can while I'm out. And my first priority is get back as quick as possible into 100% fitness. And when I can do that, you'll see me out there.
Actually, when I watch you on the bench, obviously the last few weeks, you get right into it. You really talk to the guys, almost like a coach in an official capacity. Is it something you're enjoying, and as much as best you can, given your situation?
Yeah, it's a change up. It's, like I said, you know, it's nice to be involved, you know, and I haven't had anything like this before where I've been able to be involved. Usually when you're injured, you know, it's tough being away from the team and being away from the guys. And I'm intense, and I want to win, and I care about those guys, and it's extremely difficult to sit back and watch. You know, it's a lot easier to play, and a lot of guys that transition from playing to watching will tell you that. So you're a little bit powerless out there, and you wish you can be out there helping the guys, but at the end of the day, I want what's best for them, and I want what's best for this hockey team.
Thanks, Scott. Any ETA on when we can see you back?
I can't really put a time frame on it. It's just something I'm working tirelessly every day to be back. And when I come out for warm-up, that's when all the fans will know that I'm back out there. So, you know, they can understand and they can rest their hat on the fact that I'm doing everything I possibly can to be back.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Greg.
Hello, it's Jordan McLaughlin here and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Now, as I walk round Brayhead Arena, I've discovered the busiest man in Brayhead Arena, none other than Bernie Bruce. Bernie, how are you?
How are you? Good evening.
Welcome to the Clan Chat podcast. We're doing something a bit different tonight, Bernie. We hope you'll get involved.
Yes. Is this the shooting at the goalie?
I'll do that later. We'll sort that out later.
Right.
But at the moment, you're putting on your skates, obviously. You're getting things ready before the game. How much do you enjoy being part of all this of a night?
Well, the thing is this. It's really enjoyable. What I do is I come and I help everybody and I put on the mats and do various things. You understand? But I also got a couple of skates.
Oh, well, there you go.
I lift the pucks, I got a wee skate, and then I do the chucker puck. That's really super.
I think we spoke before about what you do behind the scenes. We did it for the programme when I used to do that, and I found you've built up a bit of a rapport with all of the opposing teams, haven't you?
Yes.
Especially the coaches.
Yes, the coaches. You get to like Omar Pasha and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
When they come here, you know, they look, you be nice to them.
Absolutely.
Because, you know what I mean? It's and they talk to you and all the get to know all the players. And what I do is 8 minutes before each period or before the game starts, 8 minutes, give them 8 minutes, and then I give them 4 minutes. So that gets them ready and out.
Right. Good.
But sometimes I tell lies. See, let's say 4 minutes, and it's actually five.
Right, I should remind you, Bernie, that he's being recorded at the moment.
Oh, sorry. so that gives them a wee extra minute to compose themselves before they go on.
Ah, see.
You know, they rush. They're all rushing about.
There's a method to it, I see.
Yeah, they're rushing about at the last minute. And then when they come out there, they're all... And they've got a minute, and then they can compose themselves.
Right, so we're before the game. How do you see the game going tonight?
Well... I think the Clan's going to win about 4-2 or 4-1.
There we go. Let's see if Bernie's right.
See that?
Hi, I'm Lyndon Springer, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Right, so I've made my way back to the benches after talking to Bernie. I'm now with the Dundee coach, Omar Pasha. Omar, you like coming here, don't you?
Yeah, when we win, it's always nice. No, it's a nice building. It's a fun place to play, and obviously a big game tonight, so excitement's in the air, that's for sure.
Now I'm curious, I had a word with Zach there about his pre-game ritual. What's yours? What are you doing in the sort of hour or two before the game?
Well, today was a bit different because we must have hit the longest traffic we've ever had to come to Glasgow. So usually we have our meeting about an hour and a half before the game. Then we talk about what we want to do tonight, like the night and obviously the other team and what we scouted and just a kind of a reminder. And you know, and after that, just... I guess a cup of coffees, relax, because preparation's usually done a few days before, and you know, try to, you know, get the guys going in certain areas. But it's mostly at that point, it's the players that I feel it's their time.
So it's 1-1 in this tie. We're talking before the game. How's the confidence in the room right now?
You know, it's a different competition, so it's essentially a game seven. It's fun that it's 1-1. There's no we lead one or they lead one, so it's a winner take all. And it's a great moment right now in the season to have a game like this, to see the true character and grit. There's a few guys short on our side, but you know what? It'll give opportunities to guys, and we made a decision today to give our Brit a chance to play on a regular basis, so hopefully he'll do well.
Well, best of luck, Omar. I'll catch you after the game. Thank you.
It's Matt Sanish. You're listening to Clan Chat.
So I'm now down at the DJ box. The warm-up is just about to end, and the announcer, Kevin, is going to utter... the famous and very familiar words that we'll hear.
And that concludes our warm-up time. Can all players please complete their warm-ups and leave the ice? Our warm-up was sponsored by the David Lloyd Pleasure Club members. David Lloyd, your club for life.
And there we go, warm-up is ended. And the clock will change to denote the final countdown towards face-off. So this is a kind of easy part of the job, Kevin. A little bit quiet, the guys coming off the ice, you're getting yourself ready for the game as well. Do you ever get nervous before you go in there?
Yeah, I'm probably more just a bit of adrenaline like the players do. I don't think I would describe anything as nervous now, Craig. I've been doing it for too long, so nerves probably doesn't come into it. But I guess you would worry if you didn't have a little bit of excitement about the game. But it's not really, for me, this is actually probably the busiest time of the game, because I'm getting ready to do probably the most content that I do.
Yeah.
And for the past few minutes, try to gather the final details and confirmations from the dressing rooms about the actual lineup of the teams. So yeah, it's quite a busy few minutes.
So I take it you're back into the swing of things now. We spoke before after you came back from your illness. Are you fully back into the full routine?
Yeah, I would say so. It kind of feels as if I've never been away. yeah, I'm feeling good and enjoying my game nights, and yeah, all good, thanks.
Stop. Thank you, Kevin. Right, so that's Kevin McCoskrie, the announcer. Right, so again, keep the behind-the-scenes thing going. I'm with Ronnie Nicol, the scorer here tonight. Ronnie, what do you do before a game to get things ready for with you and your team?
Well, we've got a new system this year, Craig, so we've got to be there quite early. Get team lists printed out for the coaches to basically let us know who's going to be playing. And the referees need to see that, and it all has to be put online so the fans can see it.
Absolutely, and it's all up to date as well. It's all systems go at this end, isn't it?
Pretty hectic.
There are hecklers in the background.
There are hecklers in the background. That's not unusual. Software can be temperamental at times, as can any of the hardware, but we've managed to get there in the end.
Good stuff, Ronnie. I'll let you crack on. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Jordan Hayward, and I listen to Clan Chat.
Right, I've come through to the back now. It's a very quiet moment. The guys are actually playing table tennis back here. We've got Michael, we've got Tim. It's very tense moment here, as you can hear. Oh, Tim's hit it straight into the net. There we go. This is what the off-ice staff get up to prior to a game. And we'll leave these guys to it. Right, I'm now in the foyer at Brayhead Arena. And I'm with Sean Skelly. Hi, Sean. I see you walking about. What are you up to?
Just making sure everything's prepared. We've got a few things going on today, unusual things with obviously the Partick Thistle goalie swap and things like that. So just make sure everything's in place. There's a lot of goalie kit, so make sure that's all together.
There's a good crowd coming in as well. What's the kind of attendance at? Can you reveal anything right now?
I'm not entirely sure. We're hoping over two and a half.
Hey, shut up, everybody!
A lot of interest in this game, a Challenge Cup game.
Absolutely, it's all to play for. Try and get the same stage as we got last year.
So what's the plan for you for the next little while up until face-off then? What exactly are you going to be doing?
I'm just about to go and meet Jamie Sneddon, the Thistle goalie, and tell him just what's expected. He's faced up against three Scott Pitt penalty shots, obviously our greatest ever goal scorer in theory and our top points guy, so he's up against quite a lot. So yeah, just trying to get him.
Good stuff. I won't keep you any more, Sean. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Matt Poofall and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Good evening, hockey fans.
And there we are, the words that start every night here at Glasgow Clan. Kevin is getting things underway as the master of ceremonies. He's joined on the ice by Clangus and the Partick Thistle mascot Kingsley. And there's Dundee Stars making their way onto the ice now. Big game anticipated tonight. Who's going to come out on top? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Both coaches sounded confident earlier. Well, we've had all the fun stuff, all the talks out the way. And we'll wrap it there. I'm going to get myself ready for a commentary shift. I'll speak to you at the end of the first period. We've got some help in the centre, and it's delivered by Jordan Hayward. Great work from the Glasgow Clan. Mathieu Roy is getting down the inside left, spotted Hayward on his inside. Hayward delivers the finish. 1-0 for the Glasgow Clan. Gans, it's a goal for Dundee. Craig Gans looks up, sees the opportunity, and fires an equaliser into the net, low past Patrick Killeen's right-hand side. And the visitors have levelled things off. 1-1 on the night, 2-2 on aggregate. Quite the first period, that one. High tempo, entertaining stuff, although it's finished 1-1. Jordan Hayward with the opening goal from a Mathieu Roy assist. And then Craig Gans equalising on 10:37. Craig Peacock hit the post there in the final minute of that first period. But we're all square after the first period. Glasgow Clan 1, Dundee Stars 1. Jamie Snedden, the Partick Thistle goalie, that was your first experience of being an ice hockey goalie. How was that?
Yeah, I think you could tell. I didn't think I was going to be that bad, but no, it was a good laugh. Guy didn't save one, but it was fun.
Do you have a new appreciation of what ice hockey goalies have to do overnight now?
It's crazy. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just sort of standing and hoping for the best, but they were just having fun with me out there, and they could have scored everyone if they wanted.
So when this was put to you, what was your first reaction?
I get on with it.
You're up for it.
I was happy to do it. I'll be taking a battering for the rest of the lads for a while now, but no, it was a good experience and a good laugh.
I know Scott Fox was conspicuous by his absence. What happened there?
If you see him up in the stand right now, he's in tears of laughter, so he's a disgrace for not doing it, but I was happy to do it, and I didn't save one.
Brilliant, Jamie, thanks for your time, well done, thank you. It was Jamie Snedden, the Partick Thistle goalie there, as part of the exchange between the two clubs. Jamie Snedden, the Partick goalie, coming under some shots from Matt Becker, Scott Pitt and Matt Haywood, and I believe Patrick Killeen will be doing something similar maybe at Fir Hill at a game for Partick Thistle in January. With me, Jerry McLaughlin. Jerry, how good is that?
Oh my goodness, I'm just relieved now. The angst and the worries all over now. He did brilliant there, didn't he? Imagine going out there and taking that on. And I think he made the mistake when we actually went into the Thistle office. I didn't realise that they hadn't told the goalies yet.
Oh,
and we came in and they were like, "So boys, here's the guys from the clan." I felt like we turned up like the heavies. and unfortunately for Jamie Snedden, his initial reaction was to say, "But I've not ice skated in 8 years." And everyone was like, "So you've skated then?" So I think from then on he was probably in trouble. But brilliant sports, and you know, it's been a great bit of publicity for both teams.
Yeah.
And a bit of fun. Now back to the serious stuff of a couple.
I mean, we're doing a behind the scenes thing tonight. We're doing something a bit different with the podcast. But talk to us about the partnership with Partick Thistle. We've seen Jerry Britton here previously. Kingsley's here tonight, the mascot as well. How important is it to forge links with, in this case, another Glasgow club?
Yeah, I think like the idea behind it really is just been to forge great links with all the professional sports teams in the area, in the wider area. We're lucky enough that we do have those kind of relationships as well with a lot of those teams. And it just happened to be that Thistle, it kind of clicked, they were up for this kind of thing. It's, you know, they're taking a risk as well. Everything's a risk, doing anything's a risk.
Of course it is.
But for them to be up for something like that was great, and shows a good sense of humour, and the fact that they're willing to try something a wee bit different was really good. I think the jersey looked fantastic as well, and we've got some press coming out about what we're doing with those jerseys later.
And Patrick Killeen's doing something at Fir Hill soon, I heard Kevin saying.
Yeah, Killer's going to be going out onto the pitch at half time in the game on the 11th of January, Saturday the 11th of January, in the game Thistle against Dundee United. So judging by the fact that none of our boys took it easy on Snedden, I don't think any of their boys are going to take it easy on Killer. But I think Killer also has played in goal and junior soccer, he said he's played.
Yep.
So he's actually keen, he wants to save penalties. Yeah. Good. So it's going to be good. It's good fun, and we've had some great press from this, so it's been worth it.
Good. Well, we'll catch up next week in a proper edition of the podcast and talk more about the team.
Perfect.
Thank you, Jerry.
I'm Scott Tansky from the Glasgow Clan, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Right, I'm with one of the arena staff, Scott Thompson. Scott's one of the many bodies you see of a game night, making sure the ice is fine. How is the ice tonight, Scott?
It looks quite good condition, quite fast for the guys, so that's all we aim for, really, in a match night.
One of the big grumbles I hear of, and you probably know it yourself, the goals. What happens with that?
What tends to happen is a lot of the netminders will kick off the posts. So, what
surely
we try
not.
And do,
surely
well,
not.
Well, it depends on their style of play, I've been told. But what we try and do to mitigate that as best we can is make sure that we either heat the pins up so they melt into the ice, or drill them.
Right.
But then what happens is the ice gets brittle round about, and then it kind of breaks and it kind of
causes a problem.
Yeah.
Right, and your colleague Paige is out on the Zamboni right now. How many folk do you get wanting a shot of that Zamboni?
Everybody wants to shot the Zamboni. It's the coolest job in ice. It's got to say it.
Can I get a shot?
Yes, Warren.
Bye, Scott. Right, we're moving away from the off-ice staff. They threatened to heckle Bethany here. Bethany, they're a cruel bunch.
Oh, they're a great bunch, just when they're not bullying me, but I suppose they deserve it since I was winding Ronnie up. So
what's your task for tonight then? What are you up to?
So tonight I have a Purple Army package, so I'm taking them round, introducing them to players, and they are doing their Man of the Match, so I'll take them downstairs to get them to help present the Man of the Match for tonight.
You enjoy that?
Yeah, it's really good. It's great meeting different people, getting to know kind of the fans and getting to meet everyone. It's always a nice bunch, and they always say hi to you when you're like at a different game. They always remember you, so it's a good thing to do.
You've had a few different jobs in your time with the clan, haven't you? Can you outline a couple of them at least?
I've had a bit of everything. I kind of help. I mostly help with Purple Army Package. I've helped a couple of the mascots, any special guests. I've done 50-50 selling and shirt off the back. Just basically wherever I'm needed, I'm kind of scattered about to help out wherever I can.
You go where you're sent.
Oh yeah,
very admirable. Very admirable.
Do what I'm told.
So how do you think the game's going tonight?
I'm confident in the guys. I'm confident in them. It was always going to be a tough game. Dundee are a good side, and they have pulled their own against us this season. So it could go either way. But I'm confident in our guys. I believe in them.
Beth, thank you for your time. I'll let you go.
No problem. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matthew Roy. You're listening to Clan Chat.
Right, I'm back at my vantage point next to the camera. I'm going to speak to a man we hear a lot about, but we never actually speak to. It's our very own producer, Stuart Priest. Stuart, what are you doing tonight?
Well, it's probably just as well you don't hear from me, but as well as producing the podcast, I'm in charge of looking after the video stream which goes back to the league.
Oh.
So you've got Rory, who I imagine we'll probably hear from tonight as well. He runs the camera, he gets it all onto YouTube, but I'm responsible for looking after the live stream that goes back for the league, for the highlights reel that they put together for Dops, and that kind of thing. So I just make sure that it keeps going basically.
But you've got quite a big background in radio. That was how you can introduce yourself to me. Tell us a bit about that.
I lied, I had no involvement in radio before. I've had involvement in radio in a number of different ways over the years. I started off in hospital radio, Radio Lollipop at the York Hill Hospital as it was, and then to the Royal Hospital for Children when they moved into Govan. And off of the back of that, I was invited for an interview to do some dog's body stuff at a radio station that people might be familiar with that no longer exists, called Real Radio. And I did all kinds of jobs there. I was an audio wrangler for adverts. I produced or looked after weekend shows. I produced the breakfast show for a short amount of time on Smooth Radio. I hid cars in plain sight for the radio station for competitions and things like that. So yeah, I've done a whole bunch of stuff in radio.
So this game tonight, how do you see it going? Bear in mind, well, after the first period, it's 1-1, 2-2 in aggregate.
It's anybody's game tonight. I think it's been really, really even. Dundee's had our number throughout all the Challenge Cup games. It's anybody's guess, I think.
Now, bearing in mind, you're listening to me do the commentary on this. You listen to me when I send you the podcast stuff. Do you basically go to bed and hear my voice?
It's terrifying. I'm in therapy. But the one thing that I will say is that when I'm looking after the stream, there's about half a second delay from when you actually say it to coming out in my ears. So I get to hear it. I get to hear you twice. And it's that could be good or bad. Probably bad just now.
Thank you, Stuart. Right. 1-1 after the first period. 2-2 in aggregate. 45 seconds before the start of the second period. Teams are coming back on the ice. Oh, let's see how this one goes. Talk to you soon. Clan will look to build early. Here's Scott Jacklin down the right-hand side. Lays off for Earhart. Earhart turns away again, creates a little bit of space. Throws it into the centre. Peacock couldn't get anything on it. Now Springer. And it's snuck past Alex Leclerc. Lyndon Springer with a goal from the wide left position. Alex Leclerc thought he had it. It squirmed away from him. And Springer has netted his first goal in the Challenge Cup for the Glasgow Clan. 2-1. Puts it down. It's going to come loose as Jacklin going to get there first. Scott Jacklin, unlucky. But it's followed up by Mathieu Roy, who delivers a third goal for the Glasgow Clan. Well, Dundee didn't deal with that at all. Well, Scott Jacklin getting the better of two Dundee D-men. His shot was saved by Alex Leclerc. And then Mathieu Roy delivering the blow. 3-1 for the Glasgow Clan. And that ends the second period. Bit of a slower pace in that one. But Clan are leading by 3-2. Jordan Haywood's goal was cancelled out by Craig Gans. Then in the second period, Clan went 2-1 ahead. Lyndon Springer with a shot from the left. And then Mathieu Roy smashing in a rebound after Scott Jacklin had given two Dundee D-men nightmares in the build-up.
It's 3-1 after two periods. One more period to come.
I'm Craig Peacock and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Right, here we go. Get your pucks ready. Chuck a puck is about to happen. If you've never seen this, basically Clangus is standing in the middle of the ice and people throw foam pucks at him. Simple.
Clangus ready. Contenders ready. 3, 2, 1. Chuck a puck. Here we go.
Right, we're getting things ready for the start of the third period. 3-1 for the Clan. And with me, I said Bernie was the hardest working man in the arena. I would say this man is as well, Rory Houston, our cameraman. Rory, how tiring a night is it for you in a match night?
Incredibly tiring. Very tiring.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. You enjoy it. How difficult is it to actually film an ice hockey game?
I mean, there's just so much that goes into it. You know, I'm responsible for coming in, rigging the goal line camera, the cameras that film the goals for the kind of slow motion cutaways. I've got to come in and rig the main camera that films the bulk of the match. I need to rig a small edit station to process footage through the game so it can go straight to the league for analysis. It can go off to other companies for analysis so that footage can be available for teams at the end of the match. Got to prepare all the social media assets. Got to set up the laptop that will stream the game, which goes live to the league for DOPS analysis, and then, you know, that's before I actually start filming the game. And then it's trying to keep track of the puck that moves around at incredible speeds and trying to keep track of everything that's going on. It's just, I'm feeling tired just talking about it.
But I noticed in the last few weeks you've got a small team of guys working alongside you now. What's their role now in the process?
We're experimenting with bringing some more bodies into the team just to try and manage the workload a little bit.
We better name them, give them a little bit of prestige.
We've got Sean and we've got Ryan who are helping out on the last couple of matches. Yep. So we're trying to divvy up some of the camera related role and some of the edit related role, trying to see if we can streamline it a bit more, get the turnaround a bit faster as well, so we can get the highlights out faster for the fans, that kind of thing. So it's a work in progress, we're working on it, we're still trying to work out the kinks at the moment.
So we're about to get to the third period. Are you expecting another busy shift?
Oh, definitely. It's been such an exciting game. Clan are playing incredibly well. Looking really promising at the moment. I don't want to jinx anything, but fingers crossed.
So how much are you an ice hockey fan now compared to when you first started?
I'll be perfectly honest, I'd never seen any ice hockey before. I started working for the Clan, but now I'm a convert. I'm a big Clan fan. I really look forward to coming and seeing the matches.
Well, I'm going to let you crack on, Rory. Thank you for your time. Right, so that was Rory Houston, the cameraman. I've now sat down, I'll put my headphones back on and get more commentary done. Speak to you at the end. And move forward, here's Lithammer. He's got Matt Haywood in the centre. Lays it off, Matt Haywood. Can he deliver? Matt Haywood scores the goal that surely sends the Glasgow Clan into the semi-final of the Challenge Cup like he did last year. Matt Haywood comes up trumps once again. Big power play goal from the Glasgow Clan. Great break from the home team. Mikael Lithammer found his captain to his left. And Haywood in that situation again, delivering the goal that surely puts the Clan into the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup for the second year running. Down into the corner, and there the buzzer will sound. Semi-finalists for a second straight year in the Challenge Cup. The Glasgow Clan have done it, and done it in style here tonight. A 4-1 win over the Dundee Stars. Incidentally, the first win in four Challenge Cup meetings against the Dundee Stars. What a time to get it. Jordan Haywood opened the scoring for the Clan. That was cancelled out by Craig Gans. Lyndon Springer and Mathieu Roy both scoring in the second period to make it 3-1. And then Matt Haywood killing Dundee off with 5 minutes to go. And what turned into a comfortable victory for the Glasgow Clan in the end. 4-1 on the night. Clan go through 5-2 on aggregate. Semi-finals, here they come. Who awaits them? We'll have to wait and see.
I'm Nolan Laporte and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Back to the ice, please. They will present the man of the match for the Glasgow Clan. Chosen by you, the Purple Army, the Clan man of the match is the Yo Sushi sponsor, number 17, Jordan Haywood.
Here we are, Jordan Haywood awarded the man of the match tonight for his performance. I have to say, a really good first goal as well, as the post-game formalities are well underway and almost at a conclusion. Dundee Stars are off the ice, and the players come round to congratulate Jordan Haywood, and they'll now skate round Brayhead Arena and take the applause of the fans. But a good night's work for the Glasgow Clan tonight. And all the off-ice staff slope off for some pizza. Well earned from their point of view tonight. Langus and Kingsley having a little bit of a cuddle on the ice.
Your Challenge Cup semi-finalists, the Glasgow Clan.
Sounds good when Kevin says it, doesn't it? And this is the bit they all stay for. The thunder clap at the end. All the players congregating in the centre. And it'll be the man of the match that leads the applause.
I'm Matt Cowlett and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Start with you, Matt. First of all, Challenge Cup semi-finalist, second year in a row. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Obviously, that was one of the main aims. This is a cup that we think we've got a good chance in, and we really want to compete to try and win it. So, yeah, that's the next step. Whoever we get, I know we're going to play a hard 120-minute game, so it's going to be good fun.
Jordan, a good win against Dundee. They're a team we've had trouble with this year, but it looked quite easy tonight. I don't mean easy, I mean comfortable.
I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, we still struggle just to play simple and not give them too many chances. I mean, that's their game. Every rush, they got four guys coming in. And first two periods, we did an all right job. Third period, we did a really good job just shutting them down, playing simple and playing in their zone.
Matt, you basically scored the goal, I think, confirmed it, the semi-final place. You've done that before, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so. I've seen that somewhere floating around here.
But a nice moment, certainly.
Yeah, of course, it's a bit of icing on the cake. Obviously, Jordan and the boys got us going, and it was nice just to get that chance at the end, and thankfully I buried. But yeah, the boys battled well for 60 minutes, like Jordan says, and I think we deserve to progress.
Jordan, how much of a difference is it having the guys back that have been missing in the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we got a good team top to bottom, and when we get our guys going, whether it's forward or D, we just need everyone. We got a really good group of guys. We mesh well off the ice, we mesh well on the ice, so getting those guys back is huge for us.
Matt, any preference on who you would like in the semi-finals, or too early to think that way yet?
Yeah, I think it's too early to think. I don't think it really matters who we get. We're a team that, when we concentrate on ourselves and what we do, we're a 10 times better team. So whoever we get, we're going to play the right way, and we're going to battle hard, like I said, for that 120 minutes.
Finally, Jordan, how good is that for the confidence going into the game with Guildford on Saturday?
Yeah, it's huge. Anytime you get a win, feels good. You know, to have a solid win tonight, just feels good, gives us confidence, and we'll take that and bring it to Saturday.
Well done, boys. Thank you. Well done. Zach, last four of the Challenge Cup. Second year in a row the club have done this. How proud are you right now of your players?
Oh, so proud. So proud. You know, they played well tonight. You know, Dundee's a dangerous team. We've had some trouble with them this season, but I think, you know, we found a way to play them and to beat them essentially tonight. And I'm proud of the fellas. You know, they bought in. You know, played did the hard things, the simple things that win you hockey games. And you know what? Obviously, our goalie plays well, but we did a good job in front of him as well.
It was 1-6 coming into tonight's game. How important was it to get victory tonight with such a big game against Guildford coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, build the confidence, get the guys, you know, the guys are scoring some goals. And like I said, confidence is flowing a little bit right now. You know, like I said, we've had some issues with Dundee. You know, their goalie is very good. He's, you got to get in front of him to score goals. And I thought we found a way to penetrate, get on the inside. You know, we play well on the perimeter and we make things happen. But when we're finding ways to get into the, you know, inside and in front of the net, we're very dangerous. I think we had a lot of cycles and we're really working it. And the ozone probably tired him out a little bit. So it's great to see that, because, you know, that builds confidence. You can see the bench rising when things like happen like that, and it starts to roll through the lineup. So it's wonderful to see these guys getting back on track like that and rolling through it with the lineup.
How much was the hard work done in the first leg? You got it to 1-1 up in Dundee coming into this game.
Yeah, it's preferable. I mean, you just don't want to come in down, you know. So a tie, you're very, very happy with that. And, you know, it basically just becomes a one-game playoff and, you know, in our home ice. So we're excited about that. And, you know, basically it's nice. You don't have to do the math, you know. You just play. And, you know, you stick to that one game. And, you know what, tonight we found a way. So I'm very proud of the guys.
Is that the Glasgow Clan that's more recognisable from what we saw earlier on in the season before the injuries really hit?
Yeah, I think, you know, we showed a bit of our character there. We showed how dangerous we can be, how relentless we can be, how when we put on pressure, you know, how we play against any team, really. You know, we can do that against any team. And when the guys really buy in like that and they're finding ways to, you know, manage the puck, control it, and then find ways to attack, you know, push teams back, you know, switches and make some confusion in their D zone, our O zone. It's hard to play against. And, you know, the plan basically was, you know, just keep her simple in our D zone, play hard, take away time and space, get her up the ice as quickly as we can, get in the zone, because when we get in the O zone, we're just dangerous. And it was really, really good to see.
Any update on Craig Moore? He took a sore one in the first period. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, fingers crossed for Craig. You know, he's a competitor. He's a hardworking kid. You never want to see an injury like that. Hopefully, you know, it's not as bad as it could be. You know, wishing the very best for him. His teammates are all behind him on that. It's never fun to see, and that's, you know, unfortunately the nature of the game. You know, it's fast-moving, physical game, and things like that happen, but hopefully we get some good news.
Well done, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, as you can hear, it's very quiet down in the backstage area of Brayhead Arena. That's about it for tonight, I think. Hope you've enjoyed something a little different from the Clan Chat podcast this week, where we went behind the scenes. We spoke to a lot of great people involved with the club. We got words with both coaches, a couple of players as well, not to mention the hard-working staff that are here that make this club tick as they do. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast this week. We'll have another one for you next week. Back to normal next week as we start to wrap up for Christmas. Keep up to date with all the news from the Clan on the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at clanihc. Tickets for the game against Guildford Flames are on sale now. 7 o'clock face-off on Saturday. That's the 14th of December. Make sure you get those for that. In the meantime, my thanks to everybody who took part in tonight's podcast. So many names to mention, I can't possibly list them all off the top of my head. But thank you to everybody who took part. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Clan Chat as well. Subscribe if you haven't yet on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Audio Boom. And the next one will automatically download to your device. My name's Craig Anderson. Thank you so much for listening. And special thanks to Stuart Priest, the producer, who you heard from earlier on. See, he does exist. I'll be back next week with another edition of Clan Chat as we wrap up for Christmas. It'll be our last one of 2019. That's all. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.